ਰਾਹੀਂ ਬੈਸਟ ਹਾਈ ਗ੍ਰੇਡ ਆਇਲਸ ਫਿਲਟਰਸ ਇੰਜਨ ਦੀ ਜਾਨ ਵਧਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਤਿੰਨ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ QTL ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 268 ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਕੇਂਬ੍ਰਿਜ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਨੈਪਨੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 5 QEW ਫੋਰਟ ਏਰੀ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਔਰ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਮੁੱਖ ਨਾਂ QTL 5196220660 ਜੋ ਆਵੇ ਸੋ ਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਜਾਵੇ
We fuck you.
Assalamu alaikum, how are you today? I hope you're doing well.
Stick around to be inspired.
Muslim's Perspective. This is your host Alim Ali, and today's selection from the Quran is taken from Surah Al-Imran, the third chapter of the Quran, verses 190 to 195. Let's listen in.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب
That selection is taken from the Quran, chapter 3, verses 190 to 195. In English, it means, "In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and day, there are signs for people of reason. They are those who remember God while standing, sitting and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and pray, 'Our Lord, you have not created all of this without purpose. Glory be to you. Protect us from the torment of the fire.' Our Lord, indeed, those you commit to the fire will be completely disgraced, and the wrongdoers will have no helpers. Our Lord, we have heard the caller to true belief proclaim, 'Believe in your Lord alone.' So we believed. Our Lord, forgive our sins and absolve us of our misdeeds, and join us with the virtuous when we die. Our Lord, grant us what you have promised us through your messengers, and do not put us to shame on judgment day, for certainly you never fail in your promise." So their Lord responded to them, "I will never deny any of you, male or female, the reward of your deeds. Both are equal in reward. Those who migrated or were expelled from their homes and were persecuted for my sake and fought, and some were martyred, I will certainly forgive their sins and admit them into the gardens under which rivers flow, as a reward from God, and with God is the finest reward." On the line, we have reached Sheikh Jamal Zahabi, who is in Calgary. Sheikh Jamal, salamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let me introduce you a bit.
Let me introduce you a bit to
our audience. Sheikh Jamal has spent pretty much the last 5.5 decades immersed in the Quran and the Hadith literature, studying with some of our best or his best contemporary scholars, leading back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's been here in Canada since 1989 and has served in many masjids east and west of Canada as their imam. Sheikh Jamal, it's a pleasure to have you on. Can you give us a bit of explanation of these verses, please?
Inshallah. Thank you very much for having me in the program, and it's a pleasure to talk to the audience from your side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, inshallah, the opening of our hearts and minds to observe the coming words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be among those who would learn and benefit from their learning. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So definitely the first point I would like to point here, it is the base of our entire life and entire action of our obedience to Allah, which is the base of faith, which is basically, as we know, the words that open for us the gate of heaven. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The two shahadas that are considered the beginning point of our iman. Then from there, I would like to go to the following point, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to his period of prophecy, he was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always looking forward to be in seclusion, to be in full, you can say, environment of thinking and pondering. So therefore, as Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha described that hadith of the early time of his prophecy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, وَحُبِّذَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءِ, which means he was so much geared or loving to be alone. So therefore, he was going to Ghar Hira to spend days or weeks maybe to be in that seclusion, to be in that matter of thinking deeply within himself and within the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put towards him to think and refer to it. Certainly, those two aspects of our deen, of our relationship with our teaching, which is pondering and being in deep thought about our faith and about our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, is something to make sure that our faith is becoming stronger and more established with the fact of our word that we are living to it, with it, with the fact that this word is being made for our need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for the human being, for his creation to benefit from it. And now we want to make sure that we understand the importance of thinking deeply in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that perspective, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, the cousin of the Prophet and the well-known great scholar among the Sahabas, radiallahu alayhim, he would say, two rak'ahs, but with ponder and with deep thought, it's better to me, it's more preferable to me, rather than spending the whole night without my heart being present to it. And then another great point he made, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, تَفَكَّرُوا فِي آلَاءِ اللَّهِ, which means, think deeply, ponder on Allah's blessing throughout your life, wherever you go, think. When you see something, when you see beautiful nature, when you see the creation of our, let us say, health and our children, our families, and on the life as it goes, think about it that it is great blessing from Allah. Even if it's not only with the great and pleasurable event, even with the hardship, and the challenges that might face us, it's all something to learn from it and to get the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who grants us His blessing and reward, either in the good time or in the bad time that we may suffer and experience. Then, as we do go through this situation and mood, for sure we will be able to taste and experience the beauty of this miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And then the heart will be full of present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the heart and the whole body will be indeed with His, you can say, majesty as humble creation of His great teacher. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to experience this and live up to it. Finally, as we do live with this experience and with this moment between life and death, between all of the things that surrounding us, and all the evidence of Allah's mighty being our Lord, this is something that is the goal of our presence at the goal of our slavery, being slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His greatness and His lordship among His servants throughout the time. And particularly in that regard, we have to think about the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us as the Holy Quran and all the lessons that came from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as reference to the Holy Quran to explain further, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one of the hadith, indeed, I received the revelation of the Holy Quran and something beside it, which is the Sunnah, His teaching, His wording, the Hadith, to add more explanation and more clarification to it. So to think about the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, which basically means we have revealed to you the reminder, dhikr, reminder. That means the Holy Quran, in order for you لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, so you make clear whatever revealed to them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they may think and ponder about it. So therefore, to ponder on Allah's words, when you read Quran, you don't read it just wanting to finish certain portion. Read it and try to make sure you understand all the words that you are reading, and you let these words penetrate into your heart and make sure that your heart is relating to it. For example, just one of the practical experience I felt about it myself, when I was reading the surah of Sayyidina Yusuf, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf, where Sayyidina Yaqub, as he lost his son Yusuf at the early days of his life, and then later on, as the time passed by, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam lost again. He was tested by losing his second beloved son, the brother of Sayyidina Yusuf, Binyamin. So he, Sayyidina Yaqub, was feeling the pain of the loss of Yusuf even at the time when he felt the pain again with the loss of his brother Ayyub. And his tears came without any control, because all of this is kind of test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And certainly that is the lifestyle that we must be adopted to. We cannot expect everything to be always happy and joyful. It is part of our life to go through hardship and to go through ease and pleasureful moment. So therefore, when you feel that pain that the messengers of Allah, and when you think of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was chased by the people of Ta'if, and he finally got some kind of ease and refuge in a certain shade of a tree in a garden, he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading this dua, which is very touching and very much, piercing the heart, as he was with his full, humility, asking God subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this hardship and to be supportive of him and to be pleased with him. And with all the hardship that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced, he said, إِلَّمْ يَكُمْ بِكَ سَخَطٌ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي, if you are not angry with me, I don't care of all of this hardship that I'm going through. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, indeed, with hardship, there's the ease, and the ayah repeated again, and says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, indeed, with hardship, the ease is coming from Allah, but it is up to Him, Jalla fi Uda, when it is supposed to come. And therefore we have to be holding ourselves with full adab, full respect to His will, and be always asking Him to remove the harm and to remove the hardship and to bless us with His reward, as it says in the ayah, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, the last ayah of the collection of ayat from Surah Al-Imran. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلْ عَامِلْ, so Allah answered their call and said to them, I'm not going to let any of your reward be lost. أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلْ عَامِلْ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, either male or female, all of you will be treated equally with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, include me and you and all the ummah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be among those. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to remember each other, even with dua. Do not somehow miss or think that the dua is kind of just words. It is, as long as it is coming from the heart, it's very powerful and it's very effective, bismillah, as long as you make it with your full heart, with your full ponder, with your full thought, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer it. If it's not today, tomorrow, or later on, whenever Allah will, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you all to remember each other with our dua. When you make dua and you include in it the whole ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only capable, He is more generous and kind to include that, and it be a much greater reward for your dua when you include the large ummah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make this pondering and to make this contemplation as increase for our great manners, for increase for our patience, for increase of our holding and controlling our anger, and to forgive and forget, and to bring ourselves and others into such situation where we are hopefully over all of these petty things. Ameen, ameen. إنه أكرم رسول ويقوي وخير من يجي أقول قدي هذا وأستغفر الله. Please forgive me if I was little too long. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to remember and apply our advice for ourselves and for the rest of our beloved ones. إنه أكرم رسول وخير من يجي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh, and thank you very much for your words of wisdom. And we pray for your good health and continued.
And Jazakallah khair, thank you very much, Brother Ali. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa sallam.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbit, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's stop questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right to see the signs, we can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way, guide us every single day, keep us close to you till the end of time. Look inside yourself, such perfect order, hiding in your cells, running in your veins. What about anger, love and pain, and all the things you're feeling? Can you touch them with your hand? So are they really there? Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push push it all aside. No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right to see the signs, we can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Let us in the best way, guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time. When a baby's born, so helpless and weak, and you're watching it growing by the night. What's in front of your eyes? The biggest miracle of life. We just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right to see the signs, we can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way, guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time. Open your eyes, your heart and mind. If you just look right, you see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way, guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time. Allah, you created everything, we belong to you. Ya Rabb, we raise our hands, forever we thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Indeed, what is truth? We can't believe our eyes these days. So the need for reflection and questioning and curiosity and the using of reasoning is key to understand truth. We live in an era where truth is defined as whatever you believe in, and that hence is the truth. But there is an objective, absolute truth. Let's reflect a bit further on the verses selected today, chapter 3, verses 190 to 195. In 190, God reminds us, in the creation of the heavens and the earth are signs for those of understanding. Now, in today's reality, an age shaped by misinformation, algorithmic manipulation, and AI-generated deception, how does this help us? These verses are not just spiritual reflections. They form a framework for navigating truth in a distorted information landscape. As we said in verse 190 of chapter 3, indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth are signs for those of understanding. People were asked to reflect on natural signs, everything that's out there, observational truth. We are surrounded by digital signs instead of these natural signs. News feeds, viral posts, AI-generated videos and voices. The problem here is that modern systems, social media, algorithms, AI tools can amplify falsehood over truth, reward emotion over evidence, create hyper-realistic deception. The Quranic response is clear. Do not passively consume, analyze, reflect, question. This is the mindset of the people of intellect. The people of intellect versus algorithmic thinking. Those who remember God and reflect deeply. In verse 191, according to Ibn Kathir, true believers combine dhikr, spiritual awareness, with fikr, critical thinking. Contrast that with today. Algorithms train users to scroll mindlessly, react instantly, share without verifying. But the Quranic model, algorithmic behavior and Quranic behavior, the algorithm is impulsive. Quranic behavior recommends reflective. Algorithms are emotionally driven. The Quran is truth driven. Algorithm behavior It's passive consumption, and the Quran is active reasoning. So the believer is not a data consumer, but a truth seeker. Allah, God in the Quran then says, did you not create this in vain, rejecting meaningless narratives. Our Lord, you did not create this in vain. The modern crisis, it's a flood of conspiracy theories, sensationalism, deep fakes, manufactured outrage. These create a sense that truth is unknowable, reality is chaotic. The Quranic correction, reality is purposeful, ordered, and meaningful. Truth exists and is discoverable through effort. This verse anchors the believer against the philosophical belief that life is without objective meaning, purpose, or intrinsic values, or an attitude defined by a deep distrust of others' motives, assuming people are driven solely by self. And we think that nothing is real. In verse 193, God says, "Our Lord, we heard a caller calling to faith." And according to At-Tabari, the caller is the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of God be with him, the message of truth. But what are today's callers? It's social media influencers, news outlets which are owned by the billionaire class, political propaganda, AI-generated personalities. So the key challenge is not every caller invites to truth. The believer must ask, who is calling me? What is their evidence? What is their intention? This aligns with another Quranic principle in chapter 49, verse 6. Verify information before accepting it. AI deception, the test of perception. We now live in an era where AI can clone voices, generic fake videos, deep fakes, write convincing but false narratives. When we look at verse 191 of chapter 3, the believer does not rely on surface appearance. The believer goes deeper into meaning and truth. This teaches seeing is no longer believing. Even hearing is no longer proof. The required response from the believer is verification, cross-checking, slowing down before judgment. Then Allah, in verse 192 to 194, offers us a prayer, a supplication, for protection in an age of confusion. Our Lord, do not disgrace us. Forgive us. Grant us what you promised. And so on in verse 192 to 194. Why does this matter today? Misinformation is just not intellectual. It's moral and spiritual. It can mislead masses. It can justify injustice. It can manipulate emotions and beliefs. The believer's response is to seek clarity, forgiveness for errors, steadfastness on truth. Truth seeking is not just logic. It is also spiritual humility. And we see in verse 195 that no deed is lost. God says, I will not allow the work of any of you to be lost. In the age of digital reality, every post, share, comment, shapes perception, influences others. So there is a warning. Spreading falsehood, even unknowingly, can harm reputations, misguide people, contribute to injustice. Hope. Every effort to verify truth, correct misinformation, promote honesty is rewarded by God. Here is a Quranic framework for truth in the AI age. These verses give a five-step method for navigating today's world. Reflect deeply. Don't accept information blindly. 2. Stay spiritually anchored. It must be grounded in truth. The heart must be grounded in truth. Recognize truth versus falsehood voices. Not every caller deserves attention. 4. Seek forgiveness and humility. You can be wrong. Correct yourself. Act with integrity. 5. Truth is a moral responsibility. Over 1,447 years ago, the Quran described human beings who think critically, reflects deeply, seeks truth sincerely. In an age of AI-generated realities, algorithm-driven narratives, information warfare, these verses are not just relevant, they are essential. The real crisis today is not lack of information, it is a lack of discipline. Truthful, God-conscious thinking. Let's listen now to Zain Beaker.
Allah is greater than everything that I fear, everything that I try to control. There's no one greater, cause He's the one in whose hands holds all our souls. Though we forget who we are and where we came from, cause this world is but illusion meant to break us down. Though we remember a promise of surrender that we once all made to Allah. Allah is waiting with eternal mercy, love and forgiveness for this desperate sinner to guide me back home. And if I turn back, Allah is always constant. He sees me in an instant, takes away my worries to find my way back home. Nothing turns away or toward guidance. Nothing moves except by Allah's will. So don't despair and think you're out of chances. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. The Quran always reminds me of the way that my prophet showed. So in my nights of sorrow, I'm never lost, I'm never alone. Allah is waiting with eternal mercy, love and forgiveness for this desperate sinner. After the storm comes, there'll become a waters. Allah's the one I'm calling. He is the one who shelters. He'll guide me to the shore and bring me back home. And as I try to draw much closer, me to the shore
and bring me back home. Allah is always waiting to guide me like my way. So here I am returning with all my heart I pray. Allah is always waiting to guide me like my way. So here I am returning with all my heart I pray. Allah is always waiting to guide me like my way. So here I am returning with all my heart I pray. Allah is always waiting to guide me like my way.
Indeed, Allah is always waiting. And let's now listen to a voice that speaks and questions the meaning of life.
What are we doing here, and where are we gonna go? It's like we just woke up one morning, and then it's welcome to the show. Don't ask any questions, just go with the flow. Make as much money as you can, and try your best not to get broke. Copy everything you see on the TV, from the hairstyles to the clothes, and don't think too often, just do exactly as you're told. And if you ever get confused, then just turn towards the alcohol. You'll still hear your thoughts, then just turn up the radio as you learn to live a lifestyle of drugs, sex, and rock and roll. But in all honesty, I just need to know, is there more to the cycle than growing and getting old? Living and dying just to leave behind a happy home and a whole lot of property that somebody else is going to own. I just really need to know before the casket's closed. Cause I'm not willing to gamble with my soul, nor am I ready to take any chances. These are just simple life questions, and I'm just searching for some answers. Like, what are we doing here? And what is our purpose? How did we get here? And who made us so perfect? And what happens once we go? Or is this world all really worth it? Questions we don't answer because apparently we don't really have to. There's no purpose to this life and our existence is merely natural. Then in that case, please let me ask you, did you create yourself or was it somebody else who had fashioned you? Cause you're a being that's impeccable, faultless and unparalleled. You're a product of supreme intelligence and I'm merely being rational. For there isn't a camera on this earth that can come close to the human eye, nor a computer that can compete alongside the human mind. And if the whole world was to come together, we wouldn't be able to create a single fly. So many signs, yet we still deny. A science tries to justify that all this could come from none, when it's a simple sum. 0 + 0 + 0 cannot possibly ever give you one. So from where did all this order come? For everything has its origins, a maker, a creator of its own. So we can believe in the Big Bang, but I'd rather believe in He who caused it to explode. Allah, the creator of everything along with every single soul. The ever-living, the master, the only one who is in control. Unlike his creation, beyond our imagination. And no, he's not a man, nor does he have any partners in association. He's on his own. And no, he did not ever leave us alone. Just like every manufacturer, he left us with an instruction manual. The Quran and Islam, and I'm sorry to jump to conclusions, but it's the only one possible. The only definition of God is the one and only supreme being. It's logical. A book with zero contradictions, with miracles that are both scientific and historical. All revealed over 1400 years ago. Like the detailed description of the human embryo.
The descriptions of the human embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the 7th century.
To the mountains as pegs holding firm the earth below, and the two seas that don't mix in a complete separate flow, to the planets in orbit, alternating night and day as they stay in flow. The expansion of the universe and the creation of everything from H2O, to the stories of the past and the preservation of Pharaoh, to identifying the lowest point in the land where Persia defeated Rome, the gushing fluid that created man in the glands between the ribs and the backbone, and not a word has changed, it's still the same, so please explain how all this was known over 1400 years ago. To a man who couldn't read or write as he would recite whatever the angels spoke. And if you still don't believe, please try to come up with something that's even close. But you can't, so we took God as a mockery and his messengers as a joke.
Muhammad could not read or write. How somebody who can't read or write will start a religion?
Dismissed his scriptures as legends and tales of the ancient folk, as we live life according to our whims, desires, and hopes. Saying this life is the only home we will ever know. We will live and die and simply turn to bones. Yo, lo. Correction, after the grass dies, the rain arrives and it regrows, and Allah promises to do the same thing to your very soul and bring you back from your very fingertips to your toes. As the all-seeing supreme being watches us so close, and we are surely being tested in our wealth, our health, and our self, and everything that we've been blessed with. So believe, for we will surely be resurrected and be brought back to our Lord and account for every single deed as he hands us our books and orders us to read. From the bad to the good and everything in between. You yourself are sufficient for your own accountability, so don't be mad at me. You are the one who thought he wouldn't come back to me. I gave you a whole life long to search after me, but you were busy in all that which was temporary, so read. And glad tidings to all those who believed. And if you disbelieve, read. And don't let that day be the first day you find out what your life really means. Read.
In the silence of the night, I hear your call. Guiding every step, you're above it all. Hearts that wander find a light in you. Every path I take, it returns to truth. When the world feels heavy and I can't see, your mercy comes and it sets me free. No chains, no fear, just love so true. Yeah, oh Lord, my soul belongs to you. Your truth, your light is shining in me. Your truth, your love, it's all that.
Your truth, your light, shining in me.
indeed. Everything comes back to God and the Quran, his message to humanity, basically commands and elevates reasoning. And the reason for use of reasoning, it's a tool for recognizing God. It's a means of understanding revelation. It's a safeguard against deception, a path to moral and spiritual clarity. In essence, the Quran calls humanity to be a thinking, reflecting, discerning community where faith is not inherited passively but realized consciously through intellect and reflection. Yes, at this time when there is so much misinformation and influences doing this and that and the other to us, we need to become critical thinkers because this journey is one way. We are here for a very short time. We are like a train moving from station to station. Our station for exit and departure will come upon us, and then we will be faced with the reality of God. So let's hope God teaches us and guides us in these moments of confusion and intentional manipulation of the human mind.
Dear God, I've heard your name from teachers, family, and friends. You made the universe, and so we'll live on when it ends. But everyone I know admits they've never seen your face. They are not sure where you live and have no map to the place. I thought perhaps a letter or a postcard could be mailed. Since I didn't have your address, that idea kind of failed. My mom told me that I can talk to you if I just pray. So God, well, here I am, no, I'm not sure just what to say. She said I'd never see you, but she said you're always there. You're never fast asleep, and somehow you're always aware. She said that you'd remember me if I remember you. Said you'd always help me if I ever asked you to. I am just one child you made out of millions, I would guess. I try my best, but sometimes even that turns out a mess. So I'd like you to help me with the stuff that I find tough, like feeling sad and lonely, or like I'm not good enough. I'd gladly pay the debt, somehow give something back to you. But since you're Lord of everything, there's not much I could do. The only things that come to mind to make this all seem fair are to thank you and remember that you are always there. Dear God, I've heard your name from teachers, family, and friends. You made the universe, and so we'll live on when it ends. The only things that come to mind to make this all seem fair are to thank you and remember that you are always there.
But I know one day you will realize it's the mercies of God that has kept us alive. We will sing a new song for justice, and we will go through. You've got to focus your eyes on the prize. If you slip, you will slide, and from God you can't hide. We will sing a new song for justice, and we will go through. And if you don't have no love in your heart, then we'll have to depart, because you need love to start to sing a new song for justice, for peace to go through. And although it can fight me down, I get stronger and stronger. I'm always around. I'm rooted and ground for justice. Still I go through.
Yes, indeed. Until next week, peace out, and may God protect you and your families. I leave you with the words of Muhyiddin Chisti, as read by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
One of the greatest saints of our history was a great saint named Muhyiddin Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you because I don't think I could do anything better than Moinuddin Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go, wherever you are. Be a blazing fire of truth. Be a beauteous blossom of love and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance. Dissolve the clouds of discord and war and spread goodwill, peace, and harmony among the people. Never seek any help, charity, or favors from anybody except God. Do not go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor, the widow and the orphan, if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously, so that I, as your teacher, will not be ashamed of any shortcomings on your part before Almighty God and our blessed predecessors in this silsila on the Day of Judgment.
Alhamdulillah. अपने प्यारों को पैसे भेजें लैम्पफाई के साथ अब आसानी और एतमाद के साथ बेहतरीन रेट्स और मुकम्मल सिक्योरिटी के साथ आज ही ट्रांसफर करें लैम्पफाई LEMFI साइन अप करते वक्त रेफर कोड E10 का इस्तेमाल करें और अपनी पहली ट्रांजैक्शन पर 100 या उससे ज्यादा भेजने पर $20 कैशबैक हासिल करें और बस यही नहीं अपने दोस्तों और फैमिली को भी रेफर करें और हर रेफर पर आप दोनों पाएंगे $20 तो आज ही विजिट करिए lamfi.com LEMFI.com
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों अब यूएस और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड नो रुकावट सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का वर्ल्ड वाइड ईसिम डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया पाकिस्तान या हज या उमरे के लिए वीवो टेल के साथ हमेशा रहो ऑनलाइन दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं घर हो या केबिन वीवो टेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है दुनिया के किसी भी कोने में विजिट करें vivotel.com या कॉल करें 416-243-9836 कनेक्शन आपका दुनिया के साथ
टेली टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स LEDs और होम अप्लायंसेस की हॉटेस्ट और ब्रांडेड रेंज के साथ 0% फाइनेंस गारंटी और लोएस्ट प्राइसेस और फ्री डिलीवरी इन GTA तो इंतजार कैसा अभी विजिट करें टेली टाइम ब्रैम्पटन 280 रदरफोर्ड रोड या स्प्रिंगडेल स्क्वायर शॉपिंग सेंटर या इटोबिको 1770 एल्बियन रोड या 9909 मार्कम रोड مزید تفصیلات کے لیے کال کریں 905-455-1666 ٹیلی ٹائم الیکٹرونکس
ہو سیٹ محل تے ساتھ دی آرو دنیا ہوئی دیوانی ہو شد کھوئے دی جے مٹھی آئی رد رد کے دوسی کھانی نون ویج تے ویج فوڈ دا ساتھ بڑا طوفانی ساتھے سویٹ محل دا لبڑانی کوئی زانی
Yes, Sweet Mahal, jithe mildiyan ne authentic, tasty, flavored te unique dishes from the top chefs. So aaj hi visit karo sweetmahal.ca te. Vadhere jankari de layi tusi sampark kar sakde ho Sukha Sangh ji nu 416-679-9991 te 416-679-9191.
सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर की पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजिए सारे घर दा फर्नीचर बढ़िया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171
770 एंड दी नशियात